Gabe Neitzel joins us from ESPN Milwaukee's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 94.5. All right, Gabe, good morning.
Good morning.
I know there's golf going on right now.
Yes, there is.
Let me distract you for a minute.
Open championship. Rory just drove the green at nine, guys.
There you go.
Missed the putt, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Want to ask you about the Miz, but first, can we do Bucks? Couple of questions real quick on the Bucks. First off, anything that you enjoyed or were bothered by with the Giannis introduction yesterday with the Heat?
I kind of liked his explanation of why he wanted to go to the number 7 for Miami, wanted to leave 34 behind and that legacy, that number.
Yeah,
yeah, I thought it was kind of respectful. Hey, that means a lot, and it kind of closes the chapter for him in Milwaukee, so it made a lot of sense, and 34 will always be ours in Milwaukee, so I kind of like that. The other thing, my takeaway from that press conference is, man, what are Heat fans doing? They can't do the Bobby Portis chant. Like, they were, instead of chanting Bobby, Bobby, they were doing Bobby Portis. So Bobby actually corrected them. Like, took time out of the press conference. Like, guys, this is how we do this. Like, come on. Like, how do we mess this one up?
All right, Gabe, Gary Trent Jr., I said something was pretty fishy about this.
Telly smelled this a mile away.
Yeah. 4 years, $64 million contract after the lowest production of his career last season. What do you make of this investigation the NBA is going to conduct now?
I'm a little concerned. Now, the last time somebody got burned by this was the Minnesota Timberwolves in 2000. Joe Smith, kind of a similar thing where he took 3 straight years to get bird rights, which is a complicated way of being able to pay somebody over the salary cap.
Yep.
With the complicated rules in the NBA. The T-Wolves got dinged 5 first-round picks.
Wow.
They eventually returned 2 of them, so it ended up being only 3, but it's still, it's pretty serious. If the NBA comes up with an investigation and says, yeah, you guys circumvented the salary cap, that could do some damage to the Bucks as they try to rebuild this thing.
Yeah.
So it's pretty serious.
Yeah, I wonder what they would take, because the Bucks don't have first round picks to offer. So
well, maybe that was the strategy here.
Yeah, it's like, all right, what are you going to do now? But that contract could be voided.
It could be.
You know.
It could be.
So, yeah.
Which, yeah, I mean, for a guy who was benched on a team that missed the playoffs last year, giving him 4 years, $64 million doesn't make a ton of sense. Unless they were going, hey, Gary, sign here, because they thought he was going to be better than he ended up being, and they wanted a shooter like that around Giannis.
Yep. So finally, the Brewers get back to work tonight. The Marlins are in town, which are a scrappy team, so that'll be a fun series.
Hot team.
So
going into the break, for sure.
They have the first 3 pitching matchups set up and all of that, and Mizrowski's not one of them. Does that concern you or no?
No, I was anticipating that once they scratched him from the start. Last Sunday. He threw 141 innings last year, and when you have a young pitcher like this, they're going to continue to set career highs in that. That's part of the progression. But you don't want to go too far past that. Kind of 40, 50 innings is what you're looking for over that. So if he gets to 191 innings, I think that's really good. That's a nice step in terms of, but he's, you know, already got a bunch of innings this year.
Right.
He's going to sprint past that. So I think this is the Brewers just being smart of, and they've kind of been smart about this before, where they were going 6-man rotation earlier this year
yes.
to kind of give him an extra day, and that kind of saves a start here and there. So I think this is just the Brewers managing whatever. They haven't said what his innings limit is. I'm just throwing that, you know, 40 to 50 number out there based on how most teams have done it in the past. So that's kind of the number I think they're kind of keeping an eye on. Hey, how do we keep this under control to make sure that he is still ready to go over the postseason, ready to go down the stretch, and we're not putting him at long-term health risks going forward? So I think they're trying to balance the future of Miz and the present of the team.
Right. Yeah, and as Brewers fans, we want to see Miz pitch every 3 days. So, you know, of course, it seems like, oh my God, something must be up.
You know, but CeCe did it.
Yeah, right?
CeCe was a different animal, man.
But Gabe, real quick, I want you to put on your prognosticator hat, and do you think that the Brewers will go out and seek another starter before the trade deadline?
Yeah, I think they're going to add. They're just going to continue. I don't know if it's going to be anybody big. Right now, it doesn't look like the big name everybody was hoping for, myself included. Tarek Skubal's even going to be available because the Tigers look like they're going to go for it because they've started to play better baseball. But the Brewers always add. They always are looking for little deals like the one they just made for Lance McCullers, and I think they're going to continue to add. They need more pitching. They need more guys they can rely upon, not just in the rotation, but in the bullpen. Jared Koenig's injury and him coming back and not pitching well, I think that's a huge part of the bullpen that we haven't really talked about because we've been focused so much on the starting pitching and Woody and all that stuff.
Right. 9-game home series or homestand starts tonight against the Marlins. ESPN Milwaukee's Gabe Neitzel. Thank you, Gabe.